On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
Let's check out what happened on this day, Friday, the 1st of November. And of course, Movember officially begins today. Loads of singers having a birthday today. John Williamson, the Aussie country singer, is 74.
Hey, Drew Blue.
Jim Steinman, the guy that was responsible for writing lots of Meatloaf's biggest hits, including this one.
And this one.
He's 72 today. Lyle Lovett, the US singer and songwriter, once married to Julia Roberts for a quick hot minute there. He's 62. Frontman of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis, turns 57.
Suck my kiss!
Sophie B. Hawkins, the US singer, is 55. Tina Arena, the Aussie singer who has a string of hits, including my favourite from 1994. Yep, Chains. She's 52. Someone who I think can sing but doesn't, Toni Collette, but she was in Muriel's Wedding, which has now been made into a musical, so technically she's a singer. She's 47 today. And Cosima DeVito, she was the Australian singer who almost won Australian Idol back then, but then bowed out and then Guy Sebastian won. She's 43. On to the events.
Now, yesterday we mentioned that the Sistine Chapel was completed by Michelangelo. Today, on this day in 1512, it was open to the general public.
In 1838, the first prepaid envelopes were issued by the New South Wales Post Office.
Billboard magazine was published in America for the first time on this day, way back in 1894.
The hockey mask was invented by Canadian goalie Jacques Pionte in 1959. And of course, yesterday was probably used a lot when people were dressing up as Jason from Friday the 13th.
Of course. Ansett ANA changed its name to Ansett Airlines of Australia on this day in 1968.
In 1993, Australia's new polymer $10 notes were released, featuring the faces of Dame Mary Gilmore and Banjo Patterson. There's even some of his lyrics from The Man from Snorri River on the $10 note.
Yeah, everyone knows that, Ali.
Some people might not.
Well, they do now. She's releasing the 25th anniversary of All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm talking about Mariah Carey, of course, the original, released on this day in 1994.
We're never, ever going to hear the end of that song, are we?
Never. Unfortunately.
Maccabi Diva won a record third successive Melbourne Cup.
And Google's Gmail became the most popular email service on this day in 2012.
And that's a few of the things that happened on this day for Friday the 1st of November, the official start to Movember.